Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 13 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I'm your host, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm here to talk about goldmaking in World of Warcraft. I'll go through my week in terms of goldmaking, what's happened with the game over the last week, and of course our weekly discussion point. This week I'll be talking about competition on the auction house and how you can deal with it. So that's going to be the podcast today. Some of you may have already seen, if you follow the Method YouTube channel, Gumdrops released his latest World of Warcraft economy recap video for them, where he may have teased a potential new podcast with him, me, and Reckles, or Want to Buy Gold, on YouTube, which you're probably familiar with. There's still some things to figure out, but we're very much at work trying to figure it out and making that happen, so that's going to be pretty awesome, I think. So definitely something to look forward to. Now that that's out of the way, let's focus on gold making. So this week, once again, like a bit slower on my challenge realm. I did pull in 1.2 million gold in sales, so that's pretty good. I had a roughly liquid gold profit of about 300,000 gold, so that's still also pretty good. And I'm up above 8 million now, so that's looking good. I did focus quite a bit more on my second or my other realms this week than I have in the past. So I've made a lot more gold across like my total empire of realms, which is great. Definitely had a lot more time to buy battle pets, which is something I haven't really done in a while, so that's good. Obviously, that means I've both spent and gained a lot of gold over this week. And it's just good to have a lot of activity on my other realms. My total gold is now about 14 million, which isn't that it's not the highest amount I've ever had. I've spent way too much gold on tokens during some periods of time, but it's pretty good. I definitely want to work to start increasing that number specifically rather than just focusing on the gold cap challenge on one realm. And I think it's actually easier to... It'll take me less work to increase that number because I can scale across realms a lot more, and that's much easier to scale than scaling on a single realm, at least in my experience. So that's something I really want to get into, some sort of heavy progression on my total gold. Definitely want to get to the point where I could buy a Swift Spectral Tiger if I wanted to, which is roughly, I think it's going for about 30 million on EU right now, so that's a lot of gold. I'm about halfway there, but I'll soon be spending, as soon as I finish my gold cap challenge, I'll be buying my long boy, so definitely a lot of time to go to get there. So that's sort of my week. Like, I've made a lot of gold. I haven't bought or sold any like specifically expensive items. I still post some TCG pets. I haven't sold any of my really big BOE flips. I'm just selling steady mid-range BOEs in a nice volume, as well as loads of crafted goods. So if we take a look at what's happening to the game, the 14th anniversary event is now over. So if you didn't take the opportunity to get some extra reputation or some extra experience in, that's gone. And right now it feels like there's very little to do in the game, or at least in terms of BFA content. I definitely think that a lot of players are really feeling the slump right now. But especially because of the fact that leveling is going to be, like, the experience required to level from 1 to 110 is going to be reduced by 25% overall, roughly, in 8.1. So if you're planning to level on alt, there's definitely no point in doing it right now. You're probably better off spending your time doing something else and then leveling it once you hit 8.1 and the experience decreases, is active. So I'm hoping that will make people level some alts, because that's always really good for the economy. Hopefully 8.1 will draw in some of the players that have quit throughout the first patch cycle of BFA. So there are a lot of people who have quit the game over the first the couple of months that has gone since BFA launched. That would be great for us, because more players playing is obviously more players generating gold and more players spending gold. Luckily, gold making is still fun, and there's, even with the heavily reduced rate of inflation in BFA, as a lot of people are talking about the deflation, I don't think there's actually a there may be a deflation, but generally it's just that the rate of inflation has been decreased heavily. But there's still a lot of gold to go around. Like, I'm still approaching my second gold cap. My first gold cap in Legion was maybe a bit easier, but I'm still getting there in BFA, and most of the same methods still work. I guess we'll see. Like, there's still plenty of fun to be had in gold making if you're into that, and you probably are because you're here. Or you may not be yet, maybe you're just starting out, but there's definitely a lot of fun to be had playing the auction house, playing the farming game if you're into that, and just like generating large amounts of gold. I don't think, like, we still haven't, we're still waiting on some news from 8.1, of course. We haven't seen the final version. There's this new thing with a potential for some treasure gold missions that you can get from the weekly island expedition thing that they're adding, where you get access to at least one treasure mission. So that's probably related to gold, and maybe a way to generate some more raw gold from the game to maybe increase inflation a bit again, which will obviously add more gold into the economy and into the auction house. But we still don't know the details on that one, but it could be cool. So let's go into the discussion point. This week we're talking about competition and competitors and dealing with them. This one is inspired by one of the discussion points in Gumdrop's latest WoW economy wrap-up on WoWhead, where some people have discussed this on Reddit. And there's this point that there's... on some level, like on Reddit or on my blog, like, there are players trying to help each other out with gold making, but obviously a lot of us will be competitors. Like, I am 100% certain that I have given people advice who are on the same realm as me, because at this point I'm on like 8 different EU realms, and I know how many readers I have, so it's pretty easy to do the math and figure out that some of them are going to be on my realms, and then of course some of them have whispered me, because my bank calls aren't exactly hidden. They're pretty much all called lazy gold. So if you see someone posting auctions and they're called lazy gold, that's probably me. But we're all competitors as well. How do we deal with that? So I'm going to talk a bit about how you can deal with competitors and what kind of competitors maybe you'll face. Because some of them can be quite irritating to deal with. I personally don't really focus on my competitors at all. But that's because I'm at the point where I'm active in several markets across 8 different realms. So if I actually tried spending time to track or pay attention to what my competitors are doing, that would just distract me from executing on my shopping scans and auctioning scans on another realm, which is, for me, just way more efficient than trying to min-max a single realm and trying to like outsmart one competitor, when I can just play the volume game across several realms instead, which is way more effective for me personally. But depending on what you're doing, what you're personally doing in terms of gold making methods, in terms of how many realms you're on and which markets you're in, you'll definitely have to have some other strategies, especially if you're just in one or two markets, because then one competitor can really make or break your gold making. And this is also why it's a really, really good idea to work on expanding the number of markets you're in, because if you're not dependent on one market, then you can't really be taken out by one competitor who's screwing over whatever you're doing. So we're going to look at a couple of archetypes of potential competitors. I'm just going to focus on the ones that are most dangerous or most annoying to deal with. I'm not going to talk about people who like post one auction and then log off for the night, because those are easy to deal with and they're not ever going to really screw with you or have a large impact on what you're doing. The first archetype I'm going to bring out is probably... is in one way one of the most annoying ones, and this I'm gonna dub him the harasser. And this is someone that will there are some players that just get really, really unreasonably mad if you compete with them, especially if you compete with them slightly successfully. They'll just get really, really, really angry, and they'll go out of their way to to target you with harassment. This means they'll go out of their way to undercut you. They'll go out of their way to undermine you in other ways. They may talk shit about your prices in trade chat. They may harass you using whispers. They may harass you using the in-game mail system. They may roll alts to harass you. I've heard about that as well. So I generally find the best way to deal with these players is to just ignore them. And with ignore, I mean like use the ignore function in the game, report them for harassment, because it's against the TOS, they might get banned for it. And usually, eventually they'll get bored. Just ignore them in terms of communication, and then just continue posting in their markets. If you can take it, it may even be worth to like take a loss for a while and just keep the prices really low, so they just like, okay, this, I'm not making any gold and I can't even get a rise out of him. Like, this is just, I'm going to give up. That's the sort of mentality you want to instill in these people. Or you'll just be annoying them forever and they'll be losing gold and won't get an outlet for their anger. Obviously, if you can't afford to take any losses, then you should just like keep posting at your regular prices. Make sure you're making a profit, but don't be afraid to run a few extra cancel scans, and definitely do another post scan just after they log off, as you can track their online activity by adding them to your friends list. So let's look at another archetype here, which is what I'm going to call the no-lifer. Obviously, we all know that about the no-lifer stereotype in video games, and especially in MMOs. These are players that essentially just play the game constantly. So these are players that will babysit one or more markets almost all the time, being online constantly. May feel like they're botting. Some of them, of course, maybe. But some of them just play like a ridiculous amount of WoW. So you can either try to like out undercut him with frequent cancel scans, but this requires a lot of time, and it definitely requires you to be online a lot as well, which is why generally I just prefer to branch out into other markets, because there's definitely a limit to how many markets you can efficiently camp. Cancel scan, you need a lot of items in your inventory. Like, if you're trying to camp the honorable combatant gear market, you would have to collect your mailbox so many times. It would just take a lot of time that could be more profitably spent just adding another market to your rotation. So I think that it generally a better idea is to just spread out. If it's something that's easy to stack or to keep in stock where the items stack, such as enchants, then definitely just go crazy with the cancel scans if you have the time for it. It'll work as long as you're online. And then once you go offline, then obviously they'll be taking the sales, but there's really nothing you can do about that. And then we have the next archetype, sort of the large undercutter. This one is the most dangerous one, and it's also one that people complain about a lot on online forums. These are people who will essentially undercut you by a large amount and drive the price down. The problem with this type of player or this type of competitor is that you don't know why they're using large undercuts. And there are several reasons, or there can be several scenarios for using large undercuts. And the several scenarios have different responses. So if it's just some new guy who doesn't know about gold making and just wants a quick sale, then you can either buy him out or just ignore him. The issue is that this guy may be some really rich players that's doing large undercuts. They can do this either to drive people out of the market. I know the Hikons, which some of you may be familiar from the WoW, weekly WoW economy wrap-up, and just from Twitter, who's trying to get to 1 billion gold, he will use large undercuts to drive players away from his markets. It can also be to bait other people into posting items cheaply. This is very typical in material markets, where they'll just like drive the price down a bit, and then someone will post a lot of stuff below their price, and they'll just buy it all up to get cheap supplies. Or it could be players who are just playing with the markets for their own fun, because once you get rich past a certain point, the act of making more gold may not be fun anymore, and maybe you just want to play with the competition for some reason. The problem is, of course, if it's someone super rich, then buying them out or trying to engage with them is going to be like really, really risky, especially if you're not particularly rich yet. So that's why this type of players can be really difficult to deal with. Most of the time, their large undercuts are used by players who are just new to gold making or not focused on gold making at all. And your best bet may be to buy if it's profitable to resell it, or just ignore it if it's just like one auction. If it's someone who does this consistently, then you may drop him a whisper, just like, hey, do you know you're using large undercuts? You may be able to get more golds for your items if you post them at the higher price. Maybe they'll respond, maybe they won't. They can be hard to deal with if they do this a lot. They'll drive the profitability down. Another way to deal with it is, of course, to just go do something else. Find another market. Which might be easier to say than it might be to do for some of you, but it's really the best way to deal with the competition is to find somewhere where there isn't competition. So that's the three like main archetypes I want to talk about, or I wanted to talk about. So I'm gonna detail a couple of overall like more general strategies to deal with competition in general that you may want to use. The first one is what I do, which is just to ignore my competition completely. I post my auctions, I buy stuff with my settings, and then I just move on to the next realm or the next market and do the same there. I probably wouldn't even notice if someone went out of their way to specifically target me. and this is definitely the lowest maintenance way to do it as well. But if you're only in one or two markets when starting out, or you enjoy the PvP aspect of the competitive aspect of the auction house, then obviously this won't really help you out. So then you may want to do some of the other things you can do. The number one or the number two thing that I'm going to say is tracking your competition. This will help you make the most out of your time. You can track them. It's very easy to add someone to your friends list. You'll see if they're online or not. And like an easy thing to do is, of course, to whenever you know, oh, this guy's posting ad chance all day and undercutting instantly. He just went offline for the night. Okay, I'm going to go post my enchants now. And he won't be undercutting me this time. So that's something that works really well. To just track your competition and make sure you're reposting just after they log off to get the sales. You'll also maybe be able to figure out which times of day they play, which times they are not online. And then you can utilize this information to make sure that your auctions are posted at the optimal time relative to your competition. You can also, this is the third strategy that I'm going to detail, you can also try to beat them at their own game. This is where you essentially try to outcompete them at their own game. If they camp the market, you try to camp it right back. It will turn into a war of attrition of who can stay online or who can bother doing cancel scans the longest. And it will cut into profits. If someone is doing large undercuts, you can just try to drive the price down even faster. Just make sure that you're still making a small profit, or at least breaking even. Because the goal is to just drive them out of the market or make it unattractive to them to bother spending time on it. And this can also work for other strategies or other things that your competitors do, but you just try to exaggerate what they're doing and try to beat them at it. And the goal of this is usually to make them focus on something else, and then you can rake in more of the profits in the market they either abandoned or they just stopped doing frequent cancel scans in. So that's something you can definitely do. It requires more time, and you need to enjoy work in the auction house against your competition to bother with this. And definitely you need to have a bit of insight into how you can modify your TSM settings to effectively go into a war like this. But it can be great fun. Now I sort of scratched the surface here. As I said, generally I prefer to just ignore my competition and I play the auction house as if it's a spreadsheet essentially, or a single player game. I have my TSM set up in a way where I know that I can just brainlessly shop and repost. And then I can just never really have a worry about what my competition is doing or even get annoyed by them. But then again, like, I am kind of lazy, as you may be aware of, so this might not be the best strategy for you. It's also specifically tailored to the fact that I am on multiple realms. And it's actually one of the reasons why I am on multiple realms, because I don't want to spend my time cancel scanning. I want to spend my time doing simple shopping and auctioning scans to just maximize the number of total auctions I have, because that's how I can really generate large amounts of gold. So I think that's a sensible goal to get towards. Get to the point where you have enough markets that you can actually get away with ignoring your competition, or getting to the point where you are the major competition, which can also be really fun. Hopefully this has helped you out a bit. If you enjoy the show and want more content, you can read all about gold making on my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com. And if you want to support the show, you can do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker, where you'll get early access to all of the episodes. You can also get my full TSM setup, amongst other things. That's it for today. I hope you have a very profitable week. Good night.